This is a Patreon exclusive.
You know, us as humans, I think we have this tendency when it comes to donating our time or money or whatever it may be. We're going to have the recycling approach, right? Where you're like, well, what's the difference if I, you know, the little bit of whatever I do isn't going to make a dent or a difference in the big picture. So why even do it? And then you've got, you know, the green people. They're like, well, if everybody had that thought process, then the world would just go to shit, right? But I know myself, I've been guilty of that thought process. And I think we all have in one way or another. And, you know, November 19th here is National Thank Your Patrons Day. And I'm here to let you know that the support and the donating that you're doing towards me, it doesn't put a little dent in the big picture. It means everything to me and my family. It really does. I mean, this is my job and this is huge for me. I try to voice this as much as possible. I don't want to, you know, get mushy all the time and do that. But, you know, of course, on this day, I want to reach out and thank all of you. I'm extremely grateful. I wish that financially I was in a place where I could make like a more grand gesture and send all of you like hats or t-shirts or something like that, but I'm not there yet. But I think that the way that I try to show my gratitude and thank you all is through my content. I try to provide more and more content, and I try to get better. I try to grow and get better as I do that. It's not all about quantity. It's also about quality. And so I wake up 7 days a week and I sit down at my little desk here in my bedroom, my little home studio setup, and I put in work. It may not come out that day, but I'm working 7 days a week towards something that's coming or something that's that day, right? That game from last night. And, you know, I turn 36 tomorrow. And it's, you know, what are you midlife, right? You know, it's a certain phase for sure. I'm feeling pretty good. But, you know, being a young dad and a young parent, I didn't go to college. I worked a lot of shitty jobs. Every shitty job that you could get as a young adult, I worked. So, you know, doing this, doing what I want and, you know, essentially working for myself or working for y'all, it's not lost on me. You know, if this would have happened in my 20s, I probably wouldn't have had the discipline to just get up every day and treat it, you know, and respect it. But working all these jobs and, you know, you eventually, your path forms who you are. And when it was time to happen, it happened and I was ready for it. And I just want to take the time to say, I appreciate all of you, man. It's extremely humbling. I'm grateful. And hopefully one day you'll be able to go, hey man, you know, Alchemy, man, I helped him get his start. You know, when he just had this little private blog on Patreon and I supported him. And now look, right? That's the game plan. That's the goal. Anyway, I thought that I would turn this into a little mini podcast. I don't know how long I'm going to go off the cuff. I have a couple off topic subjects here. I was watching, this is speaking a little to my birthday and getting older here and stuff. I turned on over the weekend, I think it was on Netflix or it wasn't Disney Plus, no. But by the way, y'all liking the Disney Plus? You know, it's dope. I noticed that the streaming, I don't know how many of you have like a 4K TV. Most people have 4K TVs now. And the streaming of it is extremely crispy. That and Amazon have the highest bit rate, the colors and all that. And it's cool to see some of these old classics remastered. All those Disney songs, man, they're heavily ingrained in me because my younger sister, we're 5 years apart. She was the type of kid that once the video cassette, the VHS tape was done, she'd rewind it and watch it right back. So sometimes I'd hear in the background The Little Mermaid 4 times in a day. And I know all the songs, man, but it's a dope service, man. It's a dope service. I'm impressed with it. The Mandalorian, Star Wars, and that. I rented the Jedi Fallen Order, I believe it's called, the new Star Wars game. I Redbox all my games. Unless it's 2K or Madden, I Redbox them all because I don't have the attention span. And I'm like, you know what? I'm glad I end up every time being like, I'm glad I didn't buy this, you know? And the game was dope. It's kind of difficult, but I returned it. And anyway, I kind of went off subject here. I was watching the movie Old School, Will Ferrell. It's an ensemble cast of a ton of guys, ton of recognizable. Remember that genre of comedy? I'm guessing it's the early 2000s when it came out. It's time flies. That's the whole point of this. Is it's so interesting because, and to recap a little bit to refresh your memory, it's these guys that they have a house that's on college property. They turn it into a fraternity in order to keep the house, right? And when the movie came out, it's a classic comedy. You're my boy, Blue. You're my boy, Blue. Write that one. Anyway, when the movie came out, right, I viewed it in the perspective, from the perspective of the college kids, right, that were going to college and they joined the fraternity and all the cool things they were doing. And now rewatching it now, I see it through the perspective of Vince Vaughn and Will Ferrell and the adults who are trying to recapture that time. And so some of the jokes hit differently, and it's just funny to have that perspective, you know, as you get it to where now that it's been out long enough, I've seen it from both perspectives, right? Follow me here though, because I'm going to take this into sports. Some of you probably caught the last YouTube video I did on Kobe and LeBron, but I was really thinking about this, and I was talking to James about this, and we were talking about nostalgia and stuff. I don't really know. Now, I can compare Kobe to LeBron because I saw their careers through the context and perspective of an adult, a young adult into who I am now. So I really have the proper context and perspective to say, oh, I think this about Kobe, I think this about LeBron. But what it made me think about was, we always have these, you know, the GOAT arguments. At least for me personally, I don't have the proper perspective to really judge Jordan against either of those two. Now, I can take what most people say. Most people hold Jordan as the greatest of all time, so I know that. And I remember him playing. I watched him my whole childhood. But the point is I watched it through the lens of a child and a kid. So I didn't have adult context when I watched Jordan, right? I remember how dominant he was and how good the Bulls were. Pippen was my favorite player. Had the little Pippen mini hoop in my house that I dunk on. But again, adult context is what I'm calling it. And that kind of, I feel like, gives you the proper perspective when you want to really appreciate who a player was and how good they really were. And then it brought up the question of, when exactly do you gain this adult context to watching sports and judging players? And I think it differs. It's, you know, it depends on how big of a super fan you were. If you're a really hardcore fanatic like I was, I probably gained it a little sooner, probably like between 16 and 18. But I think you could find it between 18 and 21, just like adulthood. Again, it depends how much sports you watch and, you know, kind of how serious you take it, right? There are various levels to this, I think, that as you age. We've got some OGs on this patron that post regularly. Steven. Mark, I haven't heard from in a while. He's always busting my balls. But, you know, they're OGs who post regularly here, and they've got the perspective of multiple eras, right? And they're able to pull from that and learn from those lessons, and that gives them even greater context and perspective when it comes to judging and kind of grading and rating out players and stuff. And, you know, like Steven, he was real quick to call the Jordan Poole struggles when we were all very high on him. And sure enough, he was right. And, you know, he's seen a lot of basketball. And I think I'm entering another level now at 35, 36 years old. And I'm excited to have that knowledge and those reference points, right? I think that now I can officially say that I've had the context, adult context, of two eras of the NBA, right? From like 2000s to, you know, that's to the 2010 era, and then now this full era, right? Whereas an adult, I can reference, and I have proper context and perspective on all those players and how it played out. And so I'm excited to to become an OG. I'm getting there. And I don't know. Let me, where, when did look back and try to decide. I know I've got people of all different ages, you know, that donate and support. So when do you think, cause I, like I said, there's no set number. I think it's different for everybody. You know, maybe at 15 you feel like you had proper perspective on things. And some of you who are, you know, the young bucks now who are 19 years old, you may have just been gaining the proper perspective in this warrior run, right? And there's nothing, and don't get me wrong, it's not a slight, it is what it is. Age is age. You know, 10 years from now, 20 years from now, you're the OG. It just, there's no speeding the process up. It just has to play out. Yeah, I thought that was just interesting. Adult context when you're judging sports. Same goes now that I'm doing the Niner games, right? Like, I think, I got to think about that. I think Terrell Owens, I don't know the exact time period, but I think for obviously like Joe Montana and Jerry and the team of the 80s, there's no way I had adult context. I just remember my parents having barbecues every Sunday and getting wild drunk and expecting to win. I do remember at some point as a teenager after those golden years of realizing like, dang, you mean we're not just in the Super Bowl every year? Like you take it for granted, especially as a kid, how good those Niners teams were. I think my adult context came into the Niners around the Garcia T.O. era with Mariucci, right? Anyway, speaking of 49ers in football, I'm going to give my two cents on the Kaepernick thing. I don't want to get too deep into it because I know it's just being talked to death about, right? And I'm not going to pretend to understand the waivers that he was supposed to sign and the legal stuff. Some are claiming it was nothing. Some are saying it was a trick and there's no way he should have signed it. So that's a he said, she said thing. I don't know what that is. All I know is wearing that Kunta Kinte shirt was just too extreme, bro. Like it to me, it was embarrassing. It's too extreme. Like in what realm, what world is that a good idea to wear that during that? Really, I mean, I'm hard pressed to have a time. I mean, I guess you can wear what you want whenever you want, but in that setting, when is that ever? That was just, you know. And if you've followed along, whenever I do weigh in on him, I've never been a Kaepernick fan. I've never been a Cap fan during all this, and I've said it before. I think he was having an identity crisis. I really do, as a mixed guy, man, young man, right? And he kind of stumbled into all of this. I really do. I think he stumbled. I don't think it was the plan. And look, and now he got to a certain point where there's no half-stepping. He's all the way in, and it's really become kind of a business for him, because the reality of it is, even if he got a shot at things, and there's a lot of shitty quarterbacks out there, so who's to say he shouldn't be starting at quarterback? He wasn't going to be a good one. But I don't know, man. I guess the one thing that's maybe changed my mind about that is if you look at all these hybrid quarterbacks now that are tearing up the league, could he now be, because he used to be kind of like a gimmick, right? The read option and all that. And now it's really becoming more than that in the league. And so maybe he could. You see Stephen A and all these people taking these hard lines. We don't know the details. Maybe he should have moved the workout. Maybe he shouldn't have worked out. To me, it's just, I think that ultimately the message I get is that he isn't that serious about playing. And it's more about the message, and it's more about being what he is as a cultural symbol now. And that's fine. He's making money from it. Okay, fine. But you know, at a certain point, it's gonna have to just move beyond this NFL stuff, and he's gonna have to just kind of phase all the way into the social activism and leave the NFL out of it. Anyway, that was my two cents on it. I didn't want to be a coward like Colin Coward and just not speak on it and avoid the subject. If people were wondering how I felt, I don't feel a super type of way about it. I thought the shirt was a really bad look, and I wasn't surprised, but the he said, she said stuff about it. I don't know. What's the saying? You know, there's two sides of a story and then there's the truth. So they're probably both not being fully honest about how it went down. Now, what do we got? We got Memphis tonight and then Dallas tomorrow. I'm actually looking forward to these two breakdowns. Hopefully we can be competitive. I think Kai Bowman should start. I think he's earned that. And it's probably matchup based, right? But I look forward to taking a look at Ja Morant. And then, of course, Luka and KP. You know, Luka coming off that crazy triple-double the other night. And so those should be two good breakdowns. I'm going to try to fit in here, again, like you big game breakdown supporters. I'm providing a ton of content. I'm going to get to those games, the Warrior games, and everything's been jam-packed. But I'm going to start to get those games out as well. Try to get a pod here with my guy James soon and just keep rolling it out. But anyway, I don't know exactly what this podcast was. I know that ultimately it was to thank y'all and acknowledge all of the support on Thank Your Patron Day, because it's much appreciated, man. It's not lost on me every day. I'm grateful. All right, I'm out, y'all.